I am one decision away from a totally different marriage, a totally different life, a totally different job, a totally different income, a totally different relationship with my kids. Your life comes down to your decisions. And if you change your decisions, you will change everything.
Isn't that why it's so difficult for you to make changes in your life? Because you think that things can't be undone? The fact is, any excuse that you come up with, you can undo. If you ever find your gut battling your head, save yourself the drama. I guarantee you, your gut is right. Guarantee you, your excuses can be undone. And I guarantee you, you can make a U-turn in your life right now if you want to.
So there's work that you do at your level, and then there's work that you do above your level. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to happen unless you push yourself to go in and make the ask for that assignment that scares you to death.
When you set goals, when you have an intention on something that you want to change about your life, your brain helps you. What it does is it opens up a checklist, and then your brain goes to work trying to remind you of that intention that you set. And it's really important to develop the skill, and I say that word purposefully, the skill of knowing how to hear that inner wisdom and that intention kicking in and leaning into it quickly. Mm. So for me, my brain saying, that's it, right there, move as fast as a rocket, Mel. I wanted to change my life. And I think most people that are miserable or that are really like dying to be great and dying to have more, we wanna change. We wanna live a better life. We wanna create more for our families. We wanna be happier. The desire is there. Again, it's about how do you go from knowledge to action. So the first thing in this story that's important is realizing that the answer was in me. And my mind was telling me, pay attention. There were moments all day long, where I knew knowledge what I should do. And if I didn't move within 5 seconds, my brain would step in and talk me out of it. Mm. Every human being has a 5 second window, might even be shorter. You have about a 5 second window in which you can move from idea to action before your brain kicks into full gear and sabotages any change in behavior. It's your job to learn how to move from those ideas that could change everything into acting on them.
I think you have to be really in tune with your impulses and with your natural state of curiosity. And your curiosity and the things that you're naturally drawn toward, that's the guide. And so if you're curious about something, if you notice that you daydream about being a writer, if you notice that you daydream about starting a tech company, if you notice you daydream about building bridges, follow your curiosity. Put yourself in a collision course with the thing that you're curious about, and you will get closer and closer and closer to figuring it out.
These feelings are normal, okay? Normal just means you're used to them, but you don't have to live with them. So even though you're so used to these negative feelings and these feelings of doubt, you still don't like them. You still have the ability to stop that. So I want you to think of a moment in time when you were really happy. Like it could be a memory from being little, it could be something that you dream of doing. And I want you to come up with something really specific about that moment. That is going to be what I call your anchor thought. Every time from this moment forward that you wake up or you find yourself drifting to those normal feelings of, I'm a loser, I'm worthless, I'm never going to find love. They may be things that you're used to thinking, but that doesn't matter because you can change them. The second that you feel that you've drifted over into that thought, and I want you to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I want you to insert this vision of yourself, this vision of yourself where you felt really good. When I would start to worry about anything, I'd start to worry about, you know, my kids, or I'd start to worry about money, and I'd feel my thoughts drift, and then I'd start to feel my heart race. I would stabilize my thoughts, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'd activate my prefrontal cortex, lower the worries, you know, on the other side, and then I would start to think about something that actually made me feel really calm or excited. That is the battle of your mind.
find that so many of us think that our dreams are unreachable or unrealistic, and it's just so sad. I mean, people think that their dreams disappear. And if that's what you think, congratulations, you're officially stuck. And the truth is that our dreams are always there, and they don't ever give up on us. We give up on them. But here's the secret. If you just force yourself to take a couple small steps, there's always a surprise. So in life, in any situation, whether you're talking about growing your company, growing your bank account, getting in a relationship, getting out of a relationship, getting something done at the school system that your kids are going to on behalf of your kids, whatever it is that you're up to in life, this is the only question that you need to ask yourself. Well, what is it that I want? Because the truth of the matter is, if you can answer that, you can have it. You tend to think that what you want, you just march right towards it. But if in sports, you march right towards the goal, what happens? The defenders come in. And what the defenders are is it's your brain saying, ain't gonna happen. So the second you start moving toward that thing you want, be ready. You're gonna tell yourself you don't feel like it. You're gonna have to force yourself. It's happening. There's no way to get around it. So what you're gonna have to do is you're gonna basically get bounced around a lot. And there are gonna be a lot of times that you feel like this was a really dumb idea to start this business because it's gonna get hard. And it's usually in those moments where you feel like you can't do it that you're closer than ever to having everything that you wanted. And I wanted to show you this so that you keep it in mind, because I think a lot of times when you look back, it's the darkest moments where you realize, holy cow, that's what projected me forward.
We live in the most amazing moment in time. So that thing that you have up here, whatever it may be, you want to use healthy eating to cure your diabetes, you want to figure out how to take care of the elders and start a new hospice center, you want to move to Africa and build a school, guess what? You could walk into a bookstore right now and buy at least 10 books written by credentialed experts on how the hell you do it. You could Google it, and you could probably find at least, I don't know, 1,000 blogs documenting the step-by-step-by-step transformation that somebody else is already doing. That, you know, just use the science of drafting. Follow what everyone else has done, because somebody else is already doing it. So why don't you have what you want? When you have all the information that you need, you have the contacts that you need, there are probably free tools online that allow you to start a business or join a group or do whatever the heck you want. It all comes down to one word. And of course, you know, I'm talking about the word fine. How you doing? Oh, I'm fine. Oh, really? You are? Dragging around those extra 40 pounds? You're fine? Feeling like roommates with your spouse and you're fine? Really? I don't think so. But see, here's the deal with saying that you're fine. It's actually genius. Because if you're fine, you don't have to do anything about it. But when you think about this word fine, it just makes me so angry. I mean, here we are at a conference about being alive, and you're going to describe the experience of being alive as fine? What a flimsy and feeble word. If you're crappy, say you're crappy. If you're amazing, say you're amazing. Tell the truth. The bigger issue with fine is that you say it to yourself. That thing that you want, I guarantee you, you've convinced yourself that you're fine not having it. That's why you're not pushing yourself. It's the areas in your life where you've given up, where you've said, oh, I'm fine. My mom's never gonna change, so I just can't have that conversation. I'm fine. I lost my job. I can barely pay my bills, but whatever. It's hard to get a job. And you know, one of the reasons why this word also just annoys me so much is scientists have calculated the odds of you being born. That's right. They've crunched the numbers. I see you up there. They have crunched the numbers on you. Yeah, no, you guys standing up, you want to sit down for this. They've crunched the numbers on you being born. And they took into account all of the wars and the natural disasters and the dinosaurs and everything else. And do you realize that the odds of you, yeah, right here. Put your computer away. Stand up for me. Doug.
So the odds of Doug here, turn around, say hi to everybody. The odds, yeah, of Doug being born at the moment in time he was born to the parents you were born to with the DNA structure that you have, 1 in 400 trillion. Isn't that amazing?
I'm so lucky.
Yes. You're not fine. You're fantastic. You have life-changing ideas for a reason, and it's not to torture yourself. Thank you. Thank you, Doug. You know, Christine was right when she said all of you could be on stage, because all of you, we're all in this category. 1 in 400 trillion. All day long, you have ideas that could change your life, that could change the world, that could change the way that you feel. And what do you do with them? Nothing.
The first thing that you need to do is you define what success looks like for you. And it's not $10 million in the bank, I'm sorry. It needs to be something bigger, a bigger purpose.
What if somebody says it is $10 million in the bank to me?
Well, yeah, I mean, the problem with saying it's $10 million in the bank is that when you finally get to the $10 million, typically those people feel pretty bankrupt.
Because and that's what you're seeing, and that's what you're seeing in your work
absolutely,
also.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And so, you know, once you define it for yourself, I think the key is, how do you then trick yourself, Donnie, into feeling successful every single day? You know, I've got a daughter that plays lacrosse. She's 9 years old. If I said to her, I'm only cheering for you when you score a goal, how do you think she'd feel during the game? She wouldn't play very well, that's for sure. So you've got to figure out, how do you cheer for yourself and how do you feel successful while you're playing the game? Because it's not all about the goal.
Are there any tools to cheer for myself? Today, I want to feel better inside. I'm at home, I'm watching. I'm either somebody that's got the millions of dollars and it's not feeling good, or yep. I don't have those millions of dollars and yep. it's not feeling good.
All right,
and I'm worried about the economy around me. And so give me the
cheering
exactly
section. What you need to do. What you need to do is you have to decide, okay, this is where I'm going. I'm going for the big vision of what success is. Now do a head fake with yourself and say, okay, let's just say that I'm actually already there. I have the $10 million in the bank. I'm, you know, saving the world, whatever it is that your version of success is. What are three things that I would change about this day, today? How would I live it today if I already had all that stuff? What time would I wake up? Who's my first phone call to? What did I eat for breakfast? Start living as that success vision now.